This is Money Talks for January 12th. We sometimes hear someone ask if we can break a 10 or break a dollar. Of course, this is just a request for change in bills or coins. But 200 years ago, breaking a dollar could mean taking a silver dollar and literally chopping it into pieces. This is ANA's Money Talks, and today we'll take a look at one of the oddest currencies ever to circulate in America, cut pieces of coins. Cutting apparently began around 1700 with the thin pine tree shillings that were produced in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Six of these, cut to the weight of 6, 3, or 2 pence, were recovered from the wreck of a ship that sailed from New York in 1711. Later, the Spanish Pistarine, a coin a little larger than a quarter, was snipped into halves and fourths. But the most commonly cut coin was the Mexican 8 reales, or dollar. It was chopped into halves, quarters, and even eighths throughout the eastern part of the country during colonial times and the early days after independence. Segments of dollars have been recovered at archaeological sites from Canada to Florida. This unregulated private cutting led to abuses as shady individuals passed undersized pieces to the unwary. Even the father of our country, George Washington, took notice of it. In a letter written from Mount Vernon, he complained that unless the cutting of money was stopped, dollars and other coins would be clipped into 5 quarters. Cut money remained in circulation along the banks of the Ohio and Missouri rivers into the 1840s and at some Native American agencies and mining camps in the far west into the 1860s. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Robert Leonard and underwritten by Heritage Rare Coin Galleries of Dallas, Texas, the world's largest rare coin firm. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript and information about rare coins, call 1-800-US-COINS. That's 1-800-US-COINS. Request program number 72. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.